This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Necessity really was the mother of invention for the Bloomington-based funk rock band No Robot. 6 years after forming as a six-piece band, the now trio has finally released its first album, Begin Transmission. But guitarist and vocalist Alex Gerard says many of the album's songs came out of desperation when those three members, including co-songwriter Ian Waite, left the band.
Man, it's so long ago now. I guess 2015 was when he moved. We got offered a gig at the Castle Theater to open up for EGI and Brainchild. And we took the gig knowing that half the band was gone and that we couldn't use any of the old songs. So we got a new drummer and wrote 10 new songs to open up for Brainchild. I think it was St. Patrick's Day 2016. And some of those very songs are the ones you hear on the record.
Let's talk about some of those songs. You open the album with the instrumental song Steady Funk. What's the attraction to funk rock?
I guess it was just a lot of other good players I met along the way that we'd connect over blues and rock, but then they'd also be really into funk music. I think I have a problem starting out myself where I tend to write a lot more kind of down songs, and I think funk just gives you that solid energy backbeat to start with. It's a really solid foundation, a lot of awesome rhythm in funk music.
Alex, you released the album in a pandemic. Do you have any reservations about releasing it right now?
No, you know, like being a little bit of a perfectionist, or, you know, you always want it to be as good as it can be before you put it out. And I think something like this, where we're all stuck in our homes, we're not able to work, and we were just sitting on all these songs, we were like, we should really just release these. We're all really proud of the recordings. I think if anything, we wanted to maybe add a few more tracks, but it just seemed like a good opportunity to do something since there wasn't a lot else we could do.
The song In My Time, you know what? I almost hear that as like maybe almost a Doobie Brothers album track from when Tom Johnson was the lead vocalist back in the 1970s.
That might have been one of the first good songs I felt like I ever written, I think, when I was 18 or so. Our buddy Ian in Texas recorded all of his parts down there and sent them to us. I was just, when we recorded the album, I was just sending him some of the takes and being like, what do you think, man? Because he's a really brilliant guy when it comes to music and sound. And he just sent back some stems like, hey, I just did this. What do you think of this? And I was like, wow, that's great.
Let's talk about the name No Robot.
You know, to be honest, a lot of it was just me and Ian just kind of back in the day. He said he just kind of came up and said, you know, I got an idea. And that was his idea for the name. And I don't know. Everyone just loved it right away. I think when it comes to band names, you always kind of want to have something that people can draw some meaning from. I don't know if it actually really ever had a whole lot of meaning besides just being kind of strange, but once we had that, we really went off running with it, and there's a lot of fun concepts behind it. I do think a lot of like Asimov novels, and just people ask me if it's about electronic music, you know, and when that's on the rise, and I think there's definitely a lot of things you can apply it to, but it's really whatever you want it to be.
Most of the songs on the album are originals, right?
Yeah, everything on the album is original except for
Peanuts,
yeah.
Are you also a Charlie Brown fan? Is that why it's on here?
No. I think it was Brian Feldkamp at practice one day started playing that on the piano, and then I eventually figured it out on guitar, and we'd always jam it, but we never really played it out. And then, you know, when everyone left and we're trying to write new songs and stuff, I think it resurfaced, and once we start playing it, people recognize it. It's just a lot of fun, and we just kind of made it our own, you know. Gave it some real No Robot feels into that song.
Well, congratulations on the album, Alex. It's fantastic, a great debut, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.